Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the TechEd Countdown Show. Counting down to May 12th through the 15th in Houston, Texas. How far are we away?
Six weeks?
6 weeks. About 42 days-ish, based on when this actually hits the airwaves.
Yes.
About 42 days.
And I'm ready.
I'm excited, man.
I know. Just,
I'm excited. Breakfast Club. I'm going back for catfish in the morning.
Catfish in the morning?
Yes.
I'm going.
It was very good.
You know what? Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
I didn't go with chicken and waffles.
I don't know. Catfish as well. this is a fun episode.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff, including stuff from the forums, as we always do.
Yes.
And also some interesting questions around parties.
Parties.
Or more professionally speaking, social networking opportunities, face-to-face time, F2F.
Particularly if your manager's watching this video.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I want to jump out to the forums right now because it's just going to set the mood for today's countdown show. We've got Todd S., who asks, TechEd parties, who's having them? How do I get invited to them? I haven't found any. He's looking forward to the crew meet and greet.
Yep.
Which, if you're a member of the crew and you want to check that out and join up, iamcrew.org is the site. That's going to occur actually Sunday night, the night before TechEd actually starts. But let's talk about this now. There are organized parties, so things
yes.
that all attendees, or if you get an invitation, all attendees are welcome to go to.
Yes.
And then there are those that are run by vendors or...
Vendors, factions, divisions, or other groups, if
yes.
you will.
Yes.
All right, you know, let's get the biggest one out of the way.
Okay.
Thursday. Attendee party.
Yes, absolutely.
When you register and sign up, you will get access to... I believe it's a ribbon, isn't it? They're doing that.
Yeah, it's a wristband. Yeah,
it's a very important piece of paper that you get beside your registration ticket to get in that has a wristband that you do not want to lose. Set that aside, put it someplace else. That's how you get inside the big attendee party, which is going to be taking place at Minute Maid Park.
Yes,
that we've already talked about in a previous show.
Yes,
that will have lots of fun and great things going on. That one there's on Thursday. That's pretty plain and simple. You want to stick around for that one there.
Now Monday night, the first night of the conference, is one of what I like to call
yes.
Trash and Trinkets Night.
Yeah, it's the unofficial name. Trash and Trinkets.
This is basically the welcome reception.
Yes.
This happens in the Partner Expo.
Yep.
We're going to do a show on the Partner Expo dedicated, but this is that night where
it's
we kind of...
the official kickoff, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? The reason why you call it Trash and Trinkets is because typically a lot of people will go through and just see how many things they can get from the different partners and vendors that are presenting there and showing stuff there.
T-shirts. Keychains.
Keychain fobs, USB keys, kind of blinky lights. A very popular one that happened a little while ago was lightsabers that they had, little miniature lightsabers, I think.
I'm looking forward to the Sharks with Lasers this year.
Sharks with Lasers is an added upgrade that we're thinking about doing.
Not quite sure how I'm going to get that home. But
it's always, like, I want to do a show just on the trinkets, but you know, we haven't been able to organize it yet because the partners and the vendors that are inside that particular expo hall are very protective about what they have because they want to be the big reveal. I will say, etiquette-wise, very important to go and be nice to the people at the booths, learn about what their products are, and chat with them. It's going to be a lot more receptive to getting something than opening up your bag like this with a piece of candy.
The other thing, too, is if you're spending some time chatting with those vendors, that's actually when you're going to find out if they've got an event going on, a networking event,
yes.
a party, whatever it is. So chat with them, get the information. They'll scan your badge to get the lead moving
the
forward.
Details,
and
yep.
super important. Chat with those guys. Our partners are really, really important to us. We'll chat more about them in a future show.
Yep.
So that's Monday night.
Yes.
Tuesday night, this is when you get some serious networking going on because
yes.
there's actually two things going on Tuesday night.
Now I'm a bit confused with this one here. They're taking place simultaneously.
Simultaneously
in
the same place. Yes.
Same physical location.
Yes.
However, there'll be two designated areas. Logistically, this is where we're at right now with this, right?
Correct.
But in the same location. And there's
yes.
two different themes of this. One of them is the meet and geek, and
yes.
the other one is Ask the Experts. Now, I'm familiar with Ask the Experts.
Right.
Basically, Microsoft tables, Microsoft people, they're organized around different solutions, and inside the solutions, they have little sub-pieces of technology, and you got the ability to sit down and talk with WSV guy, which is known as Jeff Woolsey, the
mm-hmm.
virtualization guru at Microsoft that runs Hyper-V stuff. You can talk with Ben Armstrong. You can talk with Jose Barreto. You can talk with us if you wanted to.
I don't know who would, but
you could. We'll have different tables set up that basically you can come down and sit and chat with us. And like I had huge conversations about migration last time and about virtualization and about file servers, stuff like that. So great opportunity to go off and meet and talk with other softies and others that are there as well. And it's not formal. You literally will just move from table to table, decide to ask questions. There's whiteboards there. You can go off and do stuff. That's your traditional style of what's going on with Ask the Experts.
Yes.
Or now, ATE, as we call it in the biz.
Correct. Now, Meet and Geek is a little bit different in the fact that it's more structured networking. So think of it as speed dating for geeks, right? Wow. So what is going to happen is that we're going to have, I believe it's the Meal Hall.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm not incorrect in that. They're going to split it into, so one side will be Ask the Experts, one side will be Meet and Geek. Feel free to cross between the others.
Yes.
But versus just talking to Microsofties and maybe having some conversations with other folks that are in your particular realm of expertise, Meet and Geek is designed speed dating to meet people with your very similar technology expertise, technology needs. If you've got problem solutions, it's really a great way to expand your networking opportunities. And this, if you're an MMS attendee, you should be very, very familiar with this. Been doing it at MMS for quite some time. We're actually going to take that amazing concept, because we have been, you know, talking a lot about this merging of MMS and tech ed.
Yep.
We're going to bring this two groups together, and it's going to be fantastic. It's a great night, 6:30 to 8:30
yep.
on Tuesday night. It's a great opportunity. Network with your Microsoft people, network with your fellow attendees, and I'm super excited. I can't wait to meet all these new people.
So the Meet and Geek is more loose, is more structured around the community for the way they've decided to put it together?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the Ask the Experts is more structured around the way that Microsoft likes to put it together.
Absolutely.
There's one very easy way of thinking about it.
That's yeah.
Are we going to be able to go over and do stuff at the Meet and Geek?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we should. Okay. I think we should. It's, you know, but we'll also be at the table. So if we get pinned down at certain
tables. Look for the tall guy with the hair or the short guy with the hat.
Short guy with the hat.
You'll find us.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, also on Tuesday, there's also the jam sessions.
Yes,
I want to bring this one up. Yeah, we already talked about jam sessions, but they're also taking place later after it's all done. And it's not too, it's easily walking distance from from the convention center. It literally is a straight shot down. I don't know the name of the road, but you can see it.
You can see it right outside the convention center.
Right outside the House of Blues. Yes. So that one is taking place on Tuesday, the jam sessions, pre-configured musicians and mm-hmm. musical instruments you can borrow and sign yourself up for different things. That goes on pretty late, I think.
Yeah, I believe it goes all the way till 1 a.m.
So that's kind of crazy. Don't forget, you got sessions the next morning. So that also goes on. That tends to be a little bit loud, so it's a bit harder to network at that point.
Yeah.
So that is Tuesday evening for official stuff that we have going on. Wednesday.
And we talked about this in, I believe it was
a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago.
Melissa.
Is Melissa from Microsoft Learning. This is the Certification Nation.
MCP party.
If you are a certified, Microsoft certified professional in MCP, you just show your card
at the booth
that day, and you'll get your sheriff's badge, and you can attend that event. I don't have times and locations on that one yet, but they'll get all the details.
If you don't have your card anymore, I'm pretty sure you can get a printout copy of it if you go to Microsoft.com/MCP, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
If the URL hasn't changed, to be able to log in with your Microsoft account, to be able to view your status, view your transcript, and also be able to print off a temporary card if you need to.
So even if you haven't found, you know, particular vendors throwing an event, there's plenty to do in the evening.
Yes.
Plenty of opportunities to network. I can't really highlight enough how important the networking aspect of this event is.
Absolutely. As we mentioned, other vendors' parties taking place, a great place is the Tosh and Trinkets to be able to find out where they are, but also throughout the time, and also our good friends at the crew tend to like to promote stuff.
Absolutely.
What's the hashtag? Do you remember that? It's like after dark or something like that? They use something?
I'm not sure what they actually use for their party. I think we'd actually figure this stuff out.
We should know this. People just tell us where to go, honestly.
But I'll tell you where to go, buddy.
there is a hashtag that you'll find hashtag MS Tech Ed. The people use to be able to share different types of parties. So like maybe NetApp will have one, maybe Thycotic, maybe, you name the parties, you name the people. They tend to have some kind of a get together.
Yep, absolutely.
It's just a matter of knowing someone to be able to get the word, to be able to get into them.
So, yep, absolutely, absolutely. Make sure you've registered. If you haven't registered, go to msteched.com. You want to get registered.
Yes.
Seats are filling up. It's super, super exciting.
I just actually got a tweet from Christian, who is actually talking about our next subject, which is the building of your schedule. He's finding it difficult to be able to find spots to put sessions into. His session is getting very, very full for a schedule that he wants to do. That's fine.
It's okay.
You're allowed to have multiple sessions inside your individual slots. It's the best thing to do, because then if one particular session is too full, or one particular session just doesn't really kind of tweak your brain the way you want it to, because it's not exactly what you're looking for, you've got alternatives to go off and take a look at. So it's okay to double book. You'll have one priority that simply is there for your reference and for our planning purposes. The rest of them are available as optionals. And when we get closer to the date, you'll be able to add those into your Outlook to be able to have them right there and available to be able to see what's going on.
Have you built your schedule?
I've built some of my schedule. I tend to wait till later.
Okay.
I don't want to get too excited.
I see. So it's your fault if we don't get a decent
our session's there. Make sure you add our session, by the way. We've got...
Shameless plug.
We're on day one, I think. I think like the second last and the last sessions of the day is the sessions that we're doing.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. what's the title that we call these things again?
Just go look at schedule.
Real world guide of something or other, I think it was.
Yeah.
But very, very
we might actually figure out what we're talking about before we get there.
That might help.
Also, make sure you interact with us on the forums, channel9.msdn.com. Go to forums and then Tech Ed North America. That's where we're getting all this great information to bring to you. Of course, you can comment on this video or on the Twitters. You can follow me. I'm at Joey Snow.
I'm at SignRicksterCDN. We also monitor hashtag MSTechEd.
Hashtag MSTechEd. Absolutely.
We should probably wrap this one up. What do you think?
I think so. It's all about the parties.
You got it.
We will see you next week for another episode of the show. And scene.